You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we briefly touched on this story yesterday, but we'll bring it back for a larger conversation. Olathe students may soon be able to report bullying anonymously online 24/7. Olathe Public Schools is preparing to launch a new bullying prevention system that will allow students to report incidents online anonymously. The tool is part of a larger overhaul of the district's bullying policy, the first major update since 2007. District officials say the current policy is not up to date with student behaviors, specifically cyberbullying.
Yep.
Quoting here from the superintendent, Brent Yeager, "It wasn't just about updating our policy. It was really about updating our entire process and our mechanisms for addressing bullying in our schools in our district. The district created a 16-member committee to help develop the new plan over this school year. The committee was made up of school counselors, teachers, administrators, parents, who based the updates on the Kansas State Department of Education's Bullying Prevention Toolkit and other district policies."
They also have a 24/7 school resource hotline where you can call and report bullying behavior on the hotline. And my first thought with this was, okay, well, what if someone rats out somebody who has done nothing wrong? Like, think vengeance. Think, you know, teenage girls can be awful, right? I think we know that. Like, 13 to 17, those can be rocky years, right? But then I started looking into this more. Other districts and other cities have done this with enormous success. And there are studies to show it has stopped violence before it happens, certainly school-related violence, that kids have used this hotline to report feeling unsafe because they saw someone with a weapon or saw someone saying things that were very concerning. And districts have reported really, really good results from this tool.
But how do you remain anonymous? That's my thing. A bully, I've never bullied anybody in my life. And I would not tolerate it with my own kids. I told them doors get unhinged if I ever find out you bullied anybody. But it would be my guess that normally a bully has a handful of people that he or she is picking on, bullying. If they end up in the office and they're saying, "Listen, Tom, we're getting reports that you've been bullying certain people here at school, and here are the allegations," they're going to know who that anonymous, air quotes, who that anonymous victim was. Am I right?
Maybe.
And then they kick up the bullying another notch.
The other stories that I read about this was it's more comprehensive than just the bullying. It could be you are aware that someone has mentioned self-harm. Thoughts of self-harm, okay?
All right.
And if you're not comfortable going to the school counselor, you can online or via this phone hotline report that. Studies show in 81% of school attacks, 81%, at least one other person knew about the plan, usually a peer. The confidential hotlines, it's sort of a safer way to open the lines of communication that if you know something, but you don't really want to come forward and be named and say something, it's like the TIPS hotline. Mm-hmm. Come forward anonymously.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's a situation where the hotline knows who is providing the tip. For example, the TIPS hotline knows.
No. You get a number, Sam. It is actually confidential. There is no caller ID.
How do they pay you $25,000?
Without giving all of that away, it is 100% truly confidential. They have a partnership with banks to do that work. And it is 100% confidential. You have a number that you are given when you call in a tip.
Huh.
Well, anyway, my point being that they're just not going to release who made the tip. And they might just start monitoring it. So, Scott, the example that you brought up that, say, Bob is bullying these five different kids. Well, Bob's now going to know, because he got called into the office, that one of those five kids ratted him out.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a situation where they get the tip and then they begin to monitor the situation a little more closely. They're not just going to immediately pull Bob in.
Well, right? I hope you're right. But what, and I'm not trying to poo-poo this idea because I despise the idea of bullying. And I want this to work. And, you know, doing something is better than doing nothing.
Yep.
Right? But bullying has been around as long as human beings have been alive. And sadly, it continues for whatever reason. And it's girls and boys. It's not just a boy problem.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to repeat myself, I'm not poo-pooing this idea in Olathe. I'm glad that they're being proactive about it. I'm just concerned that if somebody ends up getting ratted out, for lack of a better term, they're going to turn that bullying anger towards the people that they're bullying at a higher
level.
But
at that point, then the adults in the room at least know that something is going on and may need to be addressed. Do you know who's a huge proponent of this? Sandy Hook Promise, which is an organization that I've supported since that slaughter. And here's what the Sandy Hook Promise says about it. Maintaining the safety of your students and school community depends on timely information. We know students are often the first to be aware of safety threats, bullying victimization, or a classmate at risk of self-harm or suicide. Okay. These anonymous reporting systems allow students, they say in grades 4 to 12, to share a concern privately and safely, allowing for intervention, and assistance, perhaps before a crisis occurs.
And I think in a lot of cases, and Textline brings up this point, it's not going to be the bullied that is providing these anonymous tips, but bystanders witnessing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
we mentioned this story yesterday, and somebody chimed in on the text line and said that there was a student at the school that their children attended who was handsier than he should have been.
Yep.
In one too many situations. And five
violently
or six.
Violently or sexually?
What's that?
Violently or sexually?
Sexually.
Okay.
And based on the number of different tips that they got from different students, they were able to keep a closer eye on this kid, caught him in the act, and he was expelled like 2.5 weeks later.
Yeah, that is a great example.
But it wasn't the actual victims of the act.
It was
that
someone
were reporting
who witnessed
it. It was somebody who said, hey,
because
I saw.
We have also seen that in other cases because there's never one victim when the perpetrator is a school employee. Some of these cases go back 10, 15, 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And we have seen this where kids say, well, we said something to a counselor that we thought it was weird. He was paying all this attention to this one student. This now, I think, would empower more kids to come forward.
So here's how the Olathe School District is defining bullying.
Yeah.
There's three metrics. Do you believe an intentional act occurred, such as a gesture, written, verbal, or electronic communication? That's one.
Okay.
Number two is, was the intentional act severe, persistent, or pervasive?
Okay.
And number three, do you believe the intentional act created an intimidating, threatening, or abusive environment? If you answer no to any of those questions, it does not fit the definition of bullying.
Okay. So you lay out clear guidelines.
Word intentional, by the way, is used in every one of those questions.
You give the kids the information. You put it on the bathroom stall doors. Like, this is how you anonymously report if you have a concern about a student harming themselves, someone else, bullying. Yeah. I think it's a great idea, Scott.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.